Hello, and welcome back to the Moms Get It Done podcast. I'm Leslie Osborne, and I'm so happy you're here with us today. Today, I get to talk with someone who's been a mentor for me for a few years now, and she created something that I think is so valuable and gives so much to the world. Her name is Tansy Spencer, and she's the creator and CEO of a worldwide community called the Turnip Squad. At first glance, if you check her out online, it looks like it's a workout group, but really it's so much more. Tansy's mission is to create a space for women to celebrate themselves, challenge each other to live out loud, turn the world upside down, and just stop playing small. The squad has 900 members, and that number is growing so fast. Her dance fitness style called the Turn Up is AFA certified and has over 300 instructors worldwide, and it's only been available for a little over a year. The Turn Up has apparel, coaching, weekly squad calls that lift each other up, and we work on everything from nutrition to personal development. Tansy, I'm so thrilled to have you here today. Welcome.
Yay, thanks. I'm so happy to be here. What a full circle moment.
I know, it really is. I was in the squad since the beginning, and really I used to come to your classes and you know, posted online like that you were going to do some like video workouts, and I was like, yo, I'm in. And here we are like years later, and I mean, you have an empire. So I think what my listeners really want to hear and what I really want to hear is like, how did this happen? I know you were an instructor before, and you just, how did you think of this? Like, how did it begin?
Where to begin? I played college basketball, and I feel like that was my whole life. Like, college basketball was everything to me. It's all I cared about. And then college ended, and I wasn't that basketball player anymore. I had to figure out who I was again. And I feel like, I'm sure people listening can relate to that. Maybe when you become a mom, like, you have to figure out who you are again. You have to make sure you're always tapping back into like, wait, who am I outside of this identity? Who am I outside of that identity? Who am I outside of being an employee, a wife, girlfriend, mom, whatever? And I feel like I just didn't know who I was without that identity that I had placed on myself. And so that has been a journey that I've been super passionate about. And I feel like coming back to myself is not, coming back to ourselves is not something that you can be like, oh, check.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm back to me. We evolve consistently all the time. I change my mind 7 times a day. I change, like, it's just, you are constantly, it's a flex of the muscle, just as if you're doing a workout. You have to constantly work at it. And so dance fitness, when I stepped outside of college basketball, was one of the first workouts that I stepped into. I was like, okay, well, I may not know where I'm going, but one thing's for sure, I got to find out a way to continue to burn calories. Like, because that's a thing. So I stepped into a dance fitness workout, and I remember like leaving that workout at Body Language, the place where I met you.
Yes.
And walk, like, dancing around the house the entire rest of the day, like, just feeling lit up and as if I had found, like, tapped into something that I had lost. And from that moment on, dance fitness had become such a big priority of mine. And it's something that always brought me back to myself through every single high, every single low, through divorce, through loss, through big fights, through hard times. Dance fitness is the thing that I stepped into and allowed me to release, allowed me to feel, allowed me to escape, allowed me to push myself and kind of just come back to me. And I feel like that's been the reoccurring theme for all the women and people who continue to do dance fitness. And I feel like I took my lessons with dance fitness and my passion for dance fitness, and then I also took what I think really sets us apart and Turn Up is my experience with playing college basketball. So kind of backtrack again. I played college basketball. I left. I didn't know where I wanted to be. I knew basketball was important to me. So I became a teacher, a school teacher, and coached basketball. Being a teacher was the only way I knew how to continue to keep basketball in my life so I could be a coach at the same time.
Yes.
And so I was doing dance fitness on the side always. But when I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to chase this thing. I'm going to grow it as far as I can. I'm going to make this my own. The lessons that I learned through being a college basketball player, through being a teacher, through being a coach is what I think sets our dance fitness apart, because we have that fun. We have that lighthearted, like, let yourself go, be sexy, perform. We have that aspect, but then we also have the team aspect of holding each other accountable of, I'm going to challenge you here because I think you can do better. And also at the same time, we have a squad of women who are going to be like, yes, get it, girl, like, go after it. And I'm telling you, I mean, you know, just as well as I do, when you have a squad of women who have your back and are like, you can do that. Like, why aren't you?
Yeah.
It just makes you act accordingly. It has, you act different. You walk differently. And so, I think all of that combined and just the fact that, I think I've just been so determined to make it a thing it's just evolved into this beautiful baby of mine. I feel like I'm a mom to the turnip spot.
Oh, you definitely are. And not only are you a mom, but just hearing the story about how you were a coach and how you were on a team, I think it really sets you up for this. I mean, you're like all of our coach, you know, you coach all of us, and then you know, encourage us to help and support each other. And that's all team mentality, right? So, you know, I don't know if I've ever had a big group of women that were like, yeah, Leslie, you can do it. And I'm like, holy crap, yes, I can. Why would I not do this? Like, why would I be playing so small? Why would I, you know, this person who, you know, now knows me, thinks that I can. Why do I not think that I can? And then you get up and you do it, and then you tell them and they all clap for you. And it's just amazing. Like, I've never been a part of a group this way. So when you started, I remember when you started the dance videos, and I was going to Body Language to your classes. And by the way, I had the same feeling too when I was in your classes. I was like, this is it. Like, this is the thing that I'm looking forward to every week. This is, you know, I'm so excited. I will like move the world to get to this class because it makes me feel so amazing. And all of this other noise that's happening for this 60 minutes is literally gone. And I feel like a badass. And that's amazing. And now, you know, through working with the squad and personal development and you and the other coaches in the squad, you know, I feel that way more and more, like in my own life. But yeah, dance fitness is like the thing for me, for sure. And it has been for a long time. And I resisted it that for a long time, you know, and then I became an instructor and now it's like such a big part. So yeah. I think, so when you started, when you were like, okay, I remember you saying, hey, I'm turning 30. I'm going to do 30. We're going to do 30 days of workouts. Who's in? And I'm like, me. Was this big vision in your head of like this squad with all of these mentors? Now you have instructors and apparel and conferences and was this like a thing? Were you like, could you see that far?
That's a really good question. I did not. I think, I did network marketing.
Yeah.
And what I loved about network marketing was the team aspect, like the women coming together and pushing each other to grow their businesses. And I loved the challenge in that. And I wanted that, but I didn't know that I didn't know which way I wanted it. Like, so I think I've always, and in network marketing, they have conferences where you go and you grow your mind. Yeah. And, you know, you have retreats with your team. Like in my mind, those were all things I always wanted. I just didn't know that it would look like this. Yeah. So I had a vision always. Like if you look back, if I look back at my life, I've always been in a space where I'm trying to create an environment for women to come together and thrive. Yeah. Whether I was coaching a basketball team, whether I was teaching my classroom, whether it was in my dance fitness class, whether it was building a network marketing business, that's all I wanted. So I think that's always been something. I mean, even I look back and my senior year of college, my senior project was I put on the vagina monologues I was at an all Catholic school, very like the nuns were not happy. And I mean, I went there for basketball. So it was a very diverse group of people there, but they had their beliefs and people protested it. Yeah. But it sold out every single night. And the beauty of the vagina monologues is women celebrating themselves and their bodies. And it's like, I look back at that and it was the same thing that I'm doing now, like just all different ways of doing that. So I think I've always found a way to do this, but I did not know the day that I went on my story and said, I'm going to do 30 days of workouts. What do you guys think? I didn't know that it would become this. I'm speechless. Like when you really think about it, yeah. I didn't know. And I at the same time, I feel like we're still just getting started.
I feel that way too. I always think, you know, the turn up has given me so much, you know, and then something else opens up. Right? Like we're in it for almost a year and, you know, we're dancing and getting stronger and talking to each other on squad calls. And you had all these amazing speakers on that I got to like reach out to and connect with. A couple of them I've actually had on my podcast, which I'm so thrilled about. And cause they were just so inspiring to me. I want other people to hear them, right? Like there's like people that you don't even know that are out there that could like give you so much. And that's what I got. So then, you know, a year later, we're having a conference and we're all excited. And then you drop that we could like be an instructor. And I was out of my mind. You know, I'm like, that is what I'm going to do. And it's a really big part of my life. And, you know, being able to like create other leaders, I think is such a gift, right? And you have that gift. And the fact that you were like, you didn't see like a vision. You weren't like, I'm going to have an empire. You were like, hey, let's do like a thing, you know? And I think that people, a lot of women especially think, I have to know all of the avenues. And you don't, you know, mm-hmm. like you don't have to know the avenues. You don't have to know exactly where it's going. You don't have to have a 5-year plan. Is that even a thing anymore? Like, I don't think it is.
I think it's, I mean, I definitely think I could do a better job of planning in advance. So I'm going to have to listen to some more of your podcasts to learn how to do a better job at that.
Yeah.
But
tackle that. Yeah.
I remember Trent Shelton speaking on one of our calls and him saying, have a vision, but don't be so attached to the way it's supposed to look because you're closing the door on mm-hmm. things that could take you in a different direction. And so if I was so hell bent on making network marketing be my thing, my way to impact women, then I wouldn't have allowed myself to try something that scared the hell out of me, quite frankly. I collected money from people and had no idea, didn't have one workout recorded. Like I was like, okay, guess I gotta make a plan now. But I did know, I knew I was going to give them every single thing I got. I knew I was gonna bring them along for the ride. I knew that I think my mission and my heart was in the right place. And when all of that is together, good things are going to happen. And you add in the fact that you're working your butt off, which is something, Leslie, like you're here today leading a podcast with me on it because you have become unafraid in chasing things that excite you.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. Chase the things that excite you. It might not be the thing that is the thing that you do for the rest of your life, but it may lead you to the thing that you're like, oh, this happened because I was supposed to come here. And so that's a huge message of ours in the squad. And you are an amazing example of that.
Oh, that's such a nice compliment. I think I really didn't realize until I had one of our squad members who is such a dynamite, just like a dynamic, amazing woman, Judy Casanova, on a couple weeks ago. And when we started to talk about, like, before I even started the interview, we started to talk about, well, when did you start, like, doing personal development, like, really looking inward, like, journaling and, like, really figuring out, like, your purpose and who you want to be and stuff like that. And we both agreed it was, like, the turnip. Right. I think I was 38 when I joined the turnip. So I was like a full adult. Like I had a full, I thought that I had it like figured out. I had a mortgage. I was married, you know, all this stuff, the things that you think you're supposed to be. And here we are 2 years later. I feel like a completely different person in like the best way possible because we did look inward. We did have like a cheering squad that literally like people I don't even know being like, girl, you're on fire. And I'm like, holy crap, I am. Like, and it sounds weird to say that, but it's not. Like, I just think that this is such a unique gift to have this in your life and people cheering you on and sort of steering you to places that you've never been. I never heard of Trent Shelton. Like, I didn't know who Brené Brown was. I didn't, you know, we read Untamed this year, which I think the whole world has read, but I mean, I think I've read it twice since we read it. And it just, it was such an impact. And like, even just thinking like there could be more for me then not just what you're doing, because everybody's doing something good, right? Or not everybody, but you know what I mean. But there could be more for me is such a big deal. And to have somebody like you leading us in that direction is such a gift. So I thank you so much for that. So what is next for the Turnip Squad? Like what is happening next? I know that we you have apparel, you have instructors, we have online conferences now until we can get back together. We have, you know, now there are ambassadors, which are turnip ambassadors that like speak for the squad and talk to people about the squad, which I think is amazing. Like what's next? What's the next thing?
Whew. I think all the work that we've put in to figure out the direction of the Turnip Squad has really just laid the foundation for us to expand and make it to polish, you know, hopefully we'll have, you know, working towards a platform where it's user friendly and we're not teaching classes out of our garage.
by the way, we don't care. It's amazing. We have the greatest time.
It really is. And I think I also want to speak to the fact that I think a lot of us stop ourselves because we don't have the background that we think we should have, or, you know, you don't have the branding colors, or, you know, you don't have the website, the polished website. Like that's the last thing that comes into play. In my opinion, if it is important when you're chasing building something that's important to you, like show up in your garage. There's a power in that. There's a relatability in that. And there's an authenticity to that. So show up in all of your glory, I think. But I think definitely, I mean, hopefully when COVID is a thing of the past, we're able to get together again and have a big conference. I see it. I mean, our first conference, we had 65 people. So, I mean, now with 900 members,
incredible.
I would love to have a big ass conference.
Good, because that's what I want you to have too.
Yes.
Good.
Sure. So good. I think just continuing to build leaders as ambassadors, continuing to build leaders as instructors. We're working really hard on our next challenge for the beginning of January. It's called the Glow Up, and I'm really, really excited about all the things that we're going to do for that. So just continuing to, I think, be in the trenches with the squad and figure out what it is that we need and applying that to what we're already doing.
Absolutely. And I'm so looking forward to the next challenge. So we didn't actually talk about this before in the podcast, but the challenges that we have are really, I mean, they're life-changing. We talk about nutrition, lots of personal development. Yes, there are workouts. There's lots of water. There's apple cider vinegar shots. I mean, don't get scared. I'm just kidding. Sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't, but they really are super powerful. And I think really push you to the next level. So if that's coming in January, when can newbies like sign up for the Turn Up Squad? When do you think that you'll open that?
So we are set to open registration a few days after Christmas.
Okay.
So.
Okay, yeah. Great. So what I'm going to do is, you tell us where to find you. I know that you are a big social media presence and I love everything you post. It's hilarious and funny and real and so hilarious and I love it. So where can we find you on social media? How can we follow you?
So Turn Up with Tanci, T-A-N-C-I, is pretty much my name across all platforms, on YouTube, on Instagram, my website, turnuptanci.com. Yes. So I would say if one was looking to join the squad, which would be amazing, we'd love to have you. In my Instagram bio, there's a link where you can join the wait list. Okay. and be the first to know when the doors do open. So I would say kind of get your email in there. But
okay, great. Really
exciting stuff.
And I'll make sure to put all of the links in the show notes to where everybody can find you. Again, I just think that this story, and I think what I really wanted the listeners to hear was, and you definitely always say this when you talk about the Turn Up, is that it doesn't have to be like a perfect thing. Like it doesn't have to be this glorious vision of perfectness and branding and whatever. Like, and I think that you've shown people, women especially, that like just start and like use your passion and use what you have. And it's so valuable. And I think that we all look to you for that. And, you know, watching you go through and grow like this is a really big deal. And now that we can all be a part of it is even better, you know? So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for being a part of everything from the jump. Really, we've come a long way. So
we really have.
Cool to be here with you.
We really have. Thank you.
I so loved having Tanci on the show today. Her story is so inspiring, and the part I liked the most was when she talked about not being perfect to start something. I think we all want what we are doing to be in the perfect place, but it can stop us from actually starting things. I love that she coaches and inspires so many, and that I get to be a part of that. If you want to check out the squad and get on the waiting list for the next sign up, check out turnupwithtanci.com and follow her on social media. I put all of the links in the show notes. Also, be sure to join the free Facebook group Moms Get It Done for all the tips and tricks. You can check out my blog and website at momsgetitdone.life. Thank you for listening. I know we can do it all together.